Until I could figure that out, it was like chasing two suspects. If I was lucky, my next appointment would shed some light on the emails. Tool sets? I wrote another note to myself. Most pattern killers had two sets of tools, as did Mary Smith. First were the tools of the actual murder. The gun was a sure thing here. We knew she used the same one each time. We weren't as sure about the knife. And a car had to be considered. Any other way of getting in and out seemed unfeasible. Then there were the tools that helped her satisfy her psycho-emotional needs. The children's stickers marked A or B, and the emails themselves. Usually, these were more important to the killer than the actual weapons. They were her way of saying, "I was here," or "This is me." Or possibly, and this was the troubling part, "This is who I want you to think I am." In any case, it was a kind of taunting, something that could be taken as, "Come and get me, if you can." I scribbled that last thought down, too. Come and get me, if you can. Then I wrote down something that kept sticking in my craw. Truscott. Appeared 6 weeks ago. Who is James Truscott? What is his deal? Suddenly, I looked at my watch. It was time to leave the office if I didn't want to be late for my first appointment. Requisitioning a bureau vehicle would have meant one more person looking over my shoulder, and that's exactly why I'd rented a car at the airport. I left without telling anyone where I was headed. If I was going to be acting like a homicide detective again, I was going to do it right.